Tis a mystery this morning of where things stand between the U.S. and China on trade. I'm David Brancaccio. Several news organizations, including the Wall Street Journal, had reported today that the U.S. and China have agreed in principle on a mini trade deal. That's close to what was said back in mid-October, I should say. And then President Trump this morning tweeted that the Journal's story was, quote, fake news. Markets at the moment, the Dow is down about 17 points. The S&P 500 down 3 points. The NASDAQ is up by less than a single point. The benchmark 10-year interest rate in America down pretty sharply, 1.86%. On Fridays, we enjoy consulting with the chief economist at FTN Financial in New York, Christopher Lowe.
So this tweet from the White House, which says the Wall Street Journal doesn't know what it's talking about, they should get better leakers, etc. The question is, does that mean there is no deal, or does that mean that the terms are different than were reported? Because to be fair to the Wall Street Journal, they did say nothing has been published, there is nothing in writing, and they think those are the terms, but they couldn't verify them. I suspect what's happening is we probably are very close to a deal. We just don't know what's in it.
Okay. And we did have retail sales figures for a crucial retail sales month, November, and they were less than half of what the geniuses were expecting going in.
Yeah, I was one of those geniuses, David. They were lousy. They really were. Because not only were sales weaker than expected, but a couple of places we were looking for strength, like gasoline sales, that was there. And the problem is that was a price increase from the prior month, which means in real terms, there's no strength there either. The only thing I can add to that is that retail sales is one of the least reliable, most heavily revised data series the government tracks. Very often, it'll be super weak, and then 2 months later, we find out with upward revisions, it wasn't. And I think particularly this year, where so much of holiday spending is online, there was a huge shift from brick and mortar to online this year. And that might be part of the confusion among the Census Bureau statisticians who collect the data.
Is anything truly knowable? Christopher Lowe, chief economist at FTN Financial. Thank you.
Thank you, David.
A news conference in Beijing about the U.S.-China trade talks is due to start momentarily. You spoke, we listened. Marketplace socks are back, and right now we have a real deal for you. You can get not one, but two pairs of socks. That's one for each of our new Marketplace designs when you donate $60 or more today. Or you can sign up to give $5 a month, same deal. Support independent news you trust at marketplace.org and get these snazzy new Marketplace socks as a thank you for your contribution. And thank you for believing in what we do. We really do appreciate it.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
After 42 years, there's a detailed proposal to overhaul a federal law designed to stop discrimination when people try to get loans to buy houses. This is the Community Reinvestment Act. One question for advocacy groups, politicians, industry, and let's not forget the public, is do the proposed new rules making it easier for banks to comply weaken the rules. One key banking regulator does not see it that way. Joseph Otting was appointed by President Trump as the country's 31st Comptroller of the Currency. His Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, OCC, has just put out the new plan for public comment. Mr. Otting, thanks for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure, David. Thank you very much for having me.
So what is the problem that these changes are trying to fix? Give me an indication.
Well, David, the Community Reinvestment Act is a law that requires regulators like the OCC to encourage banks to serve the communities where they do business. It has resulted over the years in trillions of dollars of flowing into underserved communities since it was originally enacted in 1977. However, the rules have not been updated since 1995, and as you can imagine, banking has changed, communities have changed, and the way that consumers receive financial services has changed. The proposal by the OCC and the FDIC would update, and in our opinion, strengthen CRA rules and encourage banks to lend and invest more in underserved urban and rural communities.
And this would facilitate it so the lenders and the people who might apply know the terms of what qualifies for the CRA Community Reinvestment Act money?
Yeah. If I'm a nonprofit organization and I'm thinking about doing something in my community, and maybe that's a, you know, how to help people prepare for a job or help people to understand their financial services needs or small business lending, that CRA people could understand that this could be a solution to their needs.
In an ideal world, all the bank regulators would agree on these proposed rules. But I know that while the FDIC might be on board, there's some reluctance from the Federal Reserve.
The OCC manages the banks that have oversight for about 70% of the CRA activity across America. And the FDIC is another 15%. So 85% of the CRA investments and lending across America would be covered under this. I would say that we worked very hard with the FDIC and the Fed and ourselves to try to come up with a joint rule. But at some point in time, I think you just have to decide that you're going to move forward, because not moving forward in my mind was worse than trying to spend many more years trying to bring resolution amongst the agencies.
And what happens next in this process?
There'll be a 60-day comment period for really all people who are, you know, potential participants that are observers of CRA to be able to provide his comments on this framework of a structure. And then we'll take those comments and we'll look at them and try to understand where we can improve the NPR based upon those comments. And then once that is done, we will issue a final rule with an objective to be able to do that sometime in late April or early May.
Joseph Otting is the 31st Comptroller of the Currency. Mr. Otting, thank you very much.
Thank you for your time. We very much appreciate it.
And yes, there is debate over saying it controller versus comptroller, but the man himself told me he was open to either. And to review, eyes up here at the blackboard, CRA is Community Reinvestment Act, OCC is Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, FDIC is the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, NPR, in this context, is Notice of Proposed Rule, and one more, wait for it, APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.